Oh, Rafaela Alcoholic, I was trying to put a timer for 10 minutes, and then it did a three-hour timer. Don't want to speak up here for 3 hours, bore you guys half to death. Then we have our main speaker, Kevin, so I don't want to step into his time. He says it's fine. Anyways, Rafael Alcoholic, I'm from Redlands, and my sobriety date's August 1st, 2021. I have a sponsor, Kevin R., you guys are going to hear him tonight. And I have a home group, Inland Group, out in Redlands. If you guys are ever out in the Redlands area, come join us Monday night, 7:30. Good home group, kind of like this group here. Very structured, very welcoming. Everybody that I came into contact today, tonight, was awesome, man. You guys just welcoming environment. And, coming into AA, I didn't really get that. I started off at a club. And I love that you guys did the 12 Traditions long form tonight, because our home group does the same thing. And I missed this Monday because I had a daddy boot camp, because I'm expecting a child, and did the daddy boot camp. I didn't take my head off here. I missed that. And I was just talking to my sponsor right now. I was like, hey, we kind of missed out, because he missed out. I guess he was feeling under the weather, and he missed out Monday night. He's like, damn, we just couldn't get out of the long form of the 12 Traditions. But, it is what it is, and I love that, because now we actually got to hear the long form of the 12 Traditions. And I just love that, though, because the most stuff that I can get out of it, it's better for me, because I know how to act in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous instead of just being a participant of Alcoholics Anonymous. I can be a member. And that's really beautiful that my home group, they do that every first Monday of the month, too. Took us about 5 days to get out here, but a little weary today. But it felt good to be asked. Thank you, Mark, for asking Kevin, which Kevin asked me to come out and speak for you guys. And I think the only reason why is because my wife is or my girlfriend, she's expected soon, and it's hard to get out to a meeting to follow my sponsor. So, he kind of said, well, just tell her you got 10 minutes to go do out in Lancaster, and she'll say it's okay. If not, she'll talk to her sponsor. So I'm like, okay, So I tried that, and it worked. So I'm glad I was able to come out. I hope this is not being recorded, because she'll probably get it out. But anyways, what can I say about Alcoholics Anonymous? Welcome to the newcomer. I hope they did to you what they did to me in my home group, was welcome me into Alcoholics Anonymous. Like I said, I started doing Alcoholics Anonymous in the clubs, and right away I started to see who was kind of staying sober, who really wasn't, and it was the people that was being of service. So I jumped right into service. That's part of one of the legs of our triangle there, is service, and that helped me out for quite a while. I was attending meetings regularly every single day, and I was I was just being of service. I had a commitment at every meeting I was going to, and part of my drinking, I wasn't a service to anybody but myself. I wasn't service to nobody. I was a service to not my mom, not to my family, definitely not to any kind of female companionship. I was just, I wanted what I wanted, right? I started seeing who was really staying sober and who was, excited about Alcoholics Anonymous, and I started following them. So I followed their footsteps, and that carried me over for about maybe 6, 7 months, 8 months, and I got a little, squirrely and fell off the rails a little bit. And then, I already had the seed implanted in my brain. So I came back to Alcoholics Anonymous, and, it was a quick little relapse. Did I think that I was bothering mentally different from my fellows? Did I think that I had an obsession of the mind, that we experience, that craving of the phenomenon of craving? I didn't think so. I thought I was just a regular drinker, just one too many at the bars. But, as I start doing this program a little bit more, and I start reading the book, and I start talking to my sponsor every single day, almost every day. But, I start to realize that there was a lot of problems in my life. There was a lot of things that I need help with, things that I can't find anywhere else. Help for myself from anywhere else. I've tried church, I've tried other kinds of forms of therapy and stuff like that, and just none of it really clicked. And You know, I'm a part of this Wednesday night book meeting that we do, and we dive into the big book. We dive into a bunch of other books. Right now we're in the Drop the Rock, and we just did a section in the book that we talked about our own faults, or our how was it? Putting ourselves down, pretty much, is what I got from it. And what I could tell you is that, yeah, in my life I put myself down a lot. And I think a lot of it had to do with my father, you know, upbringing from my father. You know, I don't blame him for my alcoholism, but it sure was a kickstart to why I felt the way I felt. I felt different from, I felt disconnected. I felt not a part of anybody. I felt not good enough for anybody, you know, and especially for myself. I didn't feel good enough for myself. And, you know, it's just not true. It's just the things that were placed in my mind. And then I took it further from that, you know, and alcohol really saved that. You know, alcohol to me was a release. It was the salvation to all my problems. and I let it get away from me. I just chased it. Because I chased the being the Rico Suave at a bar. You know, I could walk in at a bar and, you know, I'd be at the corner of the bar because that's where the bartender was at. So I knew I could get my alcohol right away. But as I started taking in that liquid courage, I started becoming a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more, you know, and feel that nice little warm tingling feeling down to my pit of my stomach. And then I was able to talk. I was able to participate, you know. But you take away that alcohol, and I'm just, you know, like, stay away from me. I don't want to talk to you. You know, I push people away. And, you know, that's the story of my life. You know, I was just very scared. From a very young age, I don't know why. I don't know where that came from. I don't know why I was so scared. But, you know, growing up as the youngest of two older brothers, you know, I was like their test dummy. You know, it was pretty brutal. You know, I grew up in a 2-acre lot. So, I mean, I know a lot of people can relate. If you live out here, you know, you get a lot of land. And, you know, I was basically their test dummy. I was their, you know, they dig a hole in the backyard and they cover up with branches and dirt and all that. And they're like, hey, come over here, Junior. And then I'd be running and, you know, 6 feet down and, you know, get stuck in a hole. And I just felt like I wasn't part of my family, you know. And especially getting that tear down from my dad telling me that I wasn't good enough. You know, I never got the praise that I wish I would have got from my father, you know. But I don't know how I lasted this long, you know, growing up. I thought I'd probably be in jail by now, or, you know, 6 feet under or something, you know, but especially with my brothers, you know. But, you know, coming into this program, I realized that I could change. You know, I could change if I just do the work, if I just get into the program, get into the action. And I love that you guys talk about that, is just getting into the action. And, you know, the best part of my sobriety right now, I could say, is coming in and following my sponsor and just getting in the car and coming in all the way in, sit all the way down. You know, I've heard that a lot from the podium. And we do a lot of speaker meetings too. And, you know, it's awesome to get in with a good group, because then they just drag you into the car. They don't even tell you to get in the car. They drag you into the car. And, you know, last night we went over to go to a play, and a bunch of us from our Monday night group, we showed up, we went out, have dinner, have a good time, laughter. We celebrated my sponsor's, you know, 25th birthday, and that's freaking amazing, man. That's amazing. And, you know, we went over to go see a play. We went to go support one of our members' son that's in the play, and we had a great time. It was a blast. You know, nowhere in my drunken stupors can I remember and say, like, oh, yeah, I had a great time last night. You know, it was mainly me getting drunk and just passing out and just forgetting about the world, you know. And coming in here, I love how they describe that in the book, is that they say that a fellowship will go around you. I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, a fellowship will go around you if you just do the action, do the steps, and just come all the way in and sit all the way down. And that's true for me. So, you know, if anyone's struggling or anyone's fairly new, I suggest how they suggested here. You know, just grab a big book, get a sponsor, get a group, get a home group, come on in and join us. So that's pretty much all I got tonight. So thank you guys for letting me share, and thank you for letting me come out.
Thank you, Rafael.